application on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear Shia Muslims, salamu alaikum, and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on 40th day of Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Today is 40th day of martyrdom anniversary of Shia's third Imam, Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. So please accept our condolences on this sad occasion.
Where are you from?
From America.
How many days are you working?
2.5 days.
How was it?
It's amazing. It feels like home. I wish I could live here. and do this every day.
It was really great experience. Ziyarat in one side and walking was another experience by itself.
It's a spiritual journey. It's the expression of love, and when you have love, it's hard. Physical discomfort doesn't matter at that time.
I really liked it. It was a really good experience.
It's really amazing to see how Imam Hussein brought everyone together.
Why you don't have any shoes?
Because of the pain they went through. It's not anything compared to that. So.
Because that's how I express my devotion to Imam Hussein.
I think in itself, the love of Imam Hussein is attracting millions of people here. And so this is going to keep increasing. As our Imam is going to have his zuhur in our lifetime, I believe that. And this is a revolution throughout the world that you see in few months. We have seen in Egypt, we have seen in Tunisia, we have seen in Bahrain, and in America too, people are changing. I started recently wearing hijab, and it's beyond, people respect me more for that.
Today, Wednesday, is the 20th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For this part, we listen to Chapter An-Nisa, verse 59.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا.
O you who have believed, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. And if you disagree over anything, refer it to Allah and the Messenger, if you should believe in Allah and the Last Day. That is the best way and best in result.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
All the Shiite commentators have the same attitude on this matter, that the purpose of the phrase Ulul Amr mentioned in this verse is the immaculate imams to whom the physical and spiritual leadership of the Islamic society have been given by Allah and His Apostle. Of course, under some conditions, the obedience of those who are appointed to a rank of charge, a position in the society, is necessary. This obedience is not for that they themselves are those charged with authority, but for that they are agents of those charged with authority.
أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بيب الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
40 in Islamic culture is the topic of this episode. 40 every year is a day of mourning for the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and pilgrims of Imam al-Husayn in Karbala. In this regard, Imam Sajjad, Shia's fourth Imam, says, "Whoever wants to be near his prophet, Ali, peace be upon him, and Fatima, peace be upon her, should not leave Imam al-Husayn's pilgrimage. But it is interesting to know that mourning on the 40th day of martyrdom is only for Imam al-Hussein and for the death of the Prophet and the martyrdom of none of the Imams from his generation and other divine saints. Holding such an important ceremony is not recommended. Therefore, without a doubt, there is a special wisdom and expediency in this passionate ceremony. One of the most important reasons is the faithful and divine uprising of Imam al-Hussein in order to revive Islam and expose the crimes and corruption of the Umayyad government. Dear brothers and sisters, we offer our condolences on Arba'een, 40th day of Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about one of the significant religious events in the Islam world, which is called Arba'een. The next point with regard to the social aspect of Arba'een that I like to refer to is volunteerism. Many individuals and organizations volunteer their time and resources to support the pilgrims during Arba'een. They provide medical assistance, distribute free meal, offer transportation, as I said, transportation services, and ensure the smooth flow of the pilgrimage. The next point with regard to the social aspect of Arba'een is emotional connections. Arba'een holds deep emotional significance for participants. It is a time for mourning and remembrance of Imam Hussein's sacrifice, which evokes strong emotions of grief and sympathy and empathy among the pilgrims. This shared emotional experience strengthens the sense of community. The next point with regard to the social aspects of Arba'een is symbolic gestures. Pilgrims often carry flags, banners, and symbols representing their devotion to Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, and their respective communities. These symbols serve as a visual representation of unity and identity.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein.
Arba'een March, most magnificent religious gathering in the world. This is the title of this part of today's special. In the Arba'een March, people of different colors, races, nationalities, and even other religions stand next to each other on a path to pay their respect to Hussein. This tendency should be sought in the character of Imam al-Hussein and his unique sacrifice for the cause of truth. Since the logic of Imam al-Hussein is the logic of defending the truth and standing up against oppression, misguidance, and arrogance, it has taken a place in the hearts of different nations of the world. Today, when the nations and especially the youth of the world are thirsty and need the spirituality and logic of Hussein, they come to him to better get a glimpse of Hussein's uprising in terms of knowledge and logic and introduce it to the world. Imam al-Hussein is not only for Shias, but belongs to all Islamic religions, both Shia and Sunni, and belongs to all humanity across the world.
كما في كربلاء قال الحسين لا إله من اللقاء من كافرين حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين.
This episode of today's special is about Arba'in. We listen to Ayatollah Khamenei's speech on Arba'in. The Islamic Republic of Iran's leader says, "What we are told about the dear Iraqi brothers' behavior on the way to Karbala, such things are unprecedented in today's world. The Arba'in walk is unprecedented in history. Such is your generous behavior in the true sense of the word. You have shown Islamic generosity and the Arabs' generosity through your conduct and your actions. All of this originates from love for the Master of the Martyrs, peace be upon him, love for Hussein ibn Ali. You do these things because you greatly love Imam al-Hussein. You wash the feet of the pilgrims walking to Hussein, and you help their bodies when they have become extremely fatigued. You message them, feed them, and provide them with places to sleep because they are the pilgrims of Hussein, peace be upon him. This love for Hussein ibn Ali is an extraordinary matter. We do not know of similar events anywhere else in the world or at any other time in the world."
Why did the Almighty God create us? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ. Allah did not create me to work. Allah did not create me to do anything except to worship Him. Anything that falls in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the reason for my creation. And anything that's not in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's something that's keeping me away from the purpose of my creation. Yes, if my business and my family life is within the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's proper, it's moral and ethical, then that is a type of worship. If not, then I am not serving the purpose behind my creation. Allah created us, my dear brothers and sisters, to worship Him. When you go on a ziyarah like that, you remind yourself of the values for which Imam Hussein alayhi salam sacrificed his life. And that in itself is one of the greatest acts of worship. Do you find people saying the same thing about Hajj? Do you know how many hadiths we have that it's so recommended to walk to the Hajj? Great servants of Allah would spend weeks walking to the Hajj. Haven't you heard that Imams Hassan and Hussein, they would spend 20 years of their lives walking from Medina to Mecca? It's a very long journey. That's 400 kilometers. It would take days, sometimes 2 weeks, in order to make that journey. Was that a waste of time? Sayyid Shabab Ahl al-Jannah, the master of the youth of paradise, is going to waste his time. But the imam realized that with every step he's worshipping Allah. Because he's going to Baytullah al-Haram, he's going to the Kaaba, to the Umrah, to the Hajj, to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is a symbol who takes us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorifying him is glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorifying his ziyarah is glorifying everything that has to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the peak of ibadah. There's nothing that you would waste about that, my dear brothers and sisters.
Dear brothers and sisters, please keep us in your dua and supplication. We pray Allah for success of every Muslims in this world. Thank you very much for your time and fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al mahya ya mahya mahya Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa mamati ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.
food for thought. Hello everyone. Today, on the occasion of Arba'in, or the traditional 40th day of commemoration for the martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, we present you a thought-provoking description about our eventual fate, that is death, from the Holy Prophet's grandson. I advise you to adhere to God-wariness, warn you against the difficult days, and show you the signs of God. The feared, that is death, is about to come, with its frightful arrival, drastic befalling, and horrible taste. It will lap your souls and impede you from acting. As long as you enjoy sound physique and enough time, take the initiative in acting, because you may suffer the sudden visit of death that takes you from the surface of the earth to its inside, from its highest point to the lowest, from its affability to its loneliness, from its ease and light to its gloom, and from its wideness to its narrowness, where the intimate friend cannot be visited, the ill cannot be called on, and the seeker of help cannot be aided. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day. Here at IRIB English Radio, today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtues of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. As you know, today marks the anniversary of the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, which is well known as the Arba'in. And here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most grave and solemn and sad day. As you know, this day is very important and significant. And, you know, a lot of things have been narrated regarding this day. And, you know, as you know, it's recommended to perform the pilgrimage to the grave of Imam Hussein on this day. And if, you know, one is not able to, one can perform it from a distance. And, you know, it's been narrated in one of the hadiths that, you know, there are three signs of a true believer, a true mu'min. One of them is al-jahr, bi bismillahir rahmanir rahim, explicitly and loudly pronouncing the bismillah in the prayers, right? When we recite the qira'at or the hamd and the surah in the first two rakats, saying bismillahir rahmanir rahim, even if it's one of the prayers in which one should recite, you know, the totality of the prayer quietly. Wattakhattum bil yamin, you know, wearing the ring, you know, wearing a ring in the finger on the right hand, and you know, also and finally the ziyarat of Imam Hussein on Arba'in, on the 40th day of after his martyrdom. And you know, all of this is because of the great virtues and many virtues which have been narrated regarding Imam Hussein. And in this hadith, which we would like to recite for our listeners today, we see one of them being narrated for us from in the words of his own son, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Imam Hussein al-Abidini alayhi salam said, "I heard Hussein alayhi salam say the following: if a man were to insult me in this ear," and when he said this, the Imam pointed to his right ear, "and excuse himself to me in the other," meaning, you know, ask for forgiveness in the other ear, "I would accept that excuse from him." And that is because, in continuation, the Imam says, "and that is because the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, narrated to me that he had heard my grandfather." So this is Imam Sajjad alayhi salam narrating from Imam Hussein, who narrates from Imam Ali alayhi salam, who narrates from the Holy Prophet Muhammad. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The one who does not accept the excuse of someone, be he right or wrong, regardless of whether that person is right or that person was wrong, he will not arrive at the heavenly waters of Kosar." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the words of his son Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, welcome to IRIB English Radio. Here is Brother Hussein Akbari with me, and I'm very glad, I'm very happy that alhamdulillah I have him with us today. And we hope that inshallah you stay with us till the end of this session. I say hello to Hussein in this session. Salam Hussein, how are you?
Thank you.
Welcome to our program. Brothers and sisters, inshallah today we'll be working on ayah 159 of Surah An-Nisa. So it's a very important topic. Inshallah we'll talk about this. Before we start, Hussein, inshallah we'll go and listen to the recitation, then we'll come back. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa in min ahlil kitabi illa la yu'minanna bihi qabla mawtihi wa yawmal qiyamati yakunu 'alayhim shahida.
Mashallah, nice recitation. Allah bless the reciter. So, Hussein, Allah Almighty in Ayah 159 says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wa in min ahlil kitab illa la yu'minanna bihi qabla mawtih wa yawmal qiyamati yakunu 'alayhim shahida. So, Hussein, you know that Prophet Isa alayhi salam was taken to the heaven, okay? Allah Almighty took him to the heaven, then towards himself, raised. Allah Almighty raised him up towards himself, and in Ayah 159 we have this, بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Then Allah Almighty says, there is none among the people of the book, you can't find anyone among the people of the book, but will surely believe in him before his death. They thought that Prophet Isa had died, because he was killed, he was crucified. They believed, okay, in Prophet Isa. But now they have kind of false beliefs, and they believe that Allah Almighty has sent him as a prophet, okay?
Okay.
And he is not the son of God. So, but unfortunately, okay, they were like opposite. They were also pretending. Expressing their beliefs in a wrong way. They were saying that Prophet Isa is the son of God, and he's the God of son, okay, and Allah is the God of father, and these kind of things they believed, which were completely wrong beliefs, okay? Then Prophet Isa alayhi salam in the day of judgment will be a witness against them, and Prophet Isa alayhi salam will confess that, oh, people of the book, you were doing this, you were doing this, and you were not believing in God correctly, the correct way. And after even I was raised to toward Allah Almighty, then okay, Prophet Isa will be as a witness and will say there, okay?
Okay.
So this is what Allah Almighty says in this ayah. I hope I have given the points which were necessary. So let me read once the translation. There is none among the people of the book. Wa in min ahli al-kitab. إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ, but will surely believe in him before his death, and وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا, and in the day of judgment, Prophet Isa alayhi salam will be a witness against them. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So one of the messages of this ayah, I will say, then we'll go towards the tajweed rules and the recitation. Hussein, one of the points is actually this, that death is something, it's a fact, okay?
Yes.
Everyone will die one day.
Okay.
And this is a fact. You can't deny this. We will experience it sooner or later. We'll experience it. But the thing is that before we die, we must do something with our belief, with our iman, with our Islam, okay? That we should believe in God or not. We should think about it, okay? We should think about it. So this is the thing that we understand. After the death, yeah, when you died, you will be. Like, you will have no way to deny, okay?
Okay.
Because you die and you experience it. So it is really good if you believe it at the very first time when you are alive. Okay? When you have chance, when you have time.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
ربنا ما خلقت هذا.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
So, Hussein, let's go to the recitation, okay?
Okay.
So, first, for the recitation, actually, we need to learn the tajweed rules. So, Hussein, I want you to read this ayah once. Hussein, read. A'udhu billah. Read it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah.
Good, good.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَإِنْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا.
Superb. MashaAllah. MashaAllah, Hussein. Allah bless you. That was great. Perfect. MashaAllah. Okay. So let's talk about the tajweed rules. وَإِن, then we have min, nun, and mim. Hmm. We join them. وَإِم, right? Nun, yes. Sakin plus mim. The rule, idgham ikhfa, which one?
Idgham.
Idgham, mashallah. Idgham is applied here. Wa im, wa im, wa im min ahli al-kitabi. Right? Wa im, then min ahli. Min ahli. Nun sakin plus hamza. What rule is applied? Idhar, iqlab, which one? Idgham.
Idgham.
Idhar here.
Uh-huh.
Idhar, yeah. No changes. Wa im min ahl, min ahl, quickly, fast. Wa im min ahl, not min ahl, no. Or mi ahl, no. Wa im min ahlil kitabi. Alright? Then illa la yu'minanna, nun with tashdid. Idgham, yes? Gunna, لا يؤمنن إدغام غنة إدغام with غنة مينن. Alright, so به ها, you extend the sound he, not he, he. Read it
به.
أحسن. به قبل موته. قبل با. What rule is applied? قب قبل.
قبل.
Right. قلقلة is applied, yes? قلقلة.
Yes.
قبل. إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. So, Hussein, there is a small sign called صِلَة on the top, and that says that you can continue and you can stop. But it's better to continue, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So, it's better to continue. So, if we continue, قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ, again, if we join them, if we continue reading, قبل موته ويوم القيامة يكون عليهم شهيدا. شهيدا changes to شهيدا. Good job. تنوين فتحة. Whenever we stop at the end of the word, it changes to Alif Mad. شهيدا changes to شهيدا. أحسنت. So, Hussein, we learned the very important tajweed rules in this ayah. I'm going to read. You should repeat after me. Ready, Hussein?
Yes.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أحسنتم. Brothers and sisters, as you're listening, inshallah, practice with us. We are practicing ayah 159 of Surah An-Nisa. So, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ما شاء الله. Bravo, Hussein. ما شاء الله. وإن من أهل الكتاب إلا ليؤمنن به قبل موته.
وَإِنْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ.
أَحْسَنْتُمْ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ.
قَبْلَ.
أَحْسَنْ. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا.
وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. أحسنتم. Thank you so much, dear Hussein. Brothers and sisters, I really thank you so much for being with us till the end of this session. And inshallah, we hope you stay with IRB English Radio for the next and coming sessions. We'll be inshallah practicing the next verses of Surah An-Nisa. Hope you stay safe. May Allah protect you all from all kinds of evils. And thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Your horse returns to our camp riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجائي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي.
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves, Hussein, Hussein, the slain one?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Allahumma ij'alni 'indaka wajihan bil Husayn alayhi salam fi ad-dunya wal akhirah.
Dear listeners, we have reached this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura. اللهم اجعلني عندك وجيها بالحسين عليه السلام في الدنيا والآخرة. Oh Allah, make me distinguished near you through Hussein عليه السلام in this world and the hereafter. Regarding this part, in the previous episode, we mentioned why we actually begin this part with اللهم, which is originally Ya Allah, and we know that the vocative particle Ya is used for the ones who are far from us. Yet we know that Almighty Allah is so close to us and closer to us than our jugular veins. The point is that we express our veneration or our remoteness from the Almighty Allah, and desire truly realizes the distance between Him and the absolute cause of the world. And we know that desire actually knows, he must know in this part of the Ziyarat al-Ashura, that his space, his actually distance, the distance between him and the absolute cause is infinite, and that's why he calls him in veneration. So this part says, Allahumma ja'alni indaka wajihan bil Husayn. O Allah, make me distinguished near you through Husayn. So after Allahumma, we have the word ij'alni. Allahumma ij'alni indak. Make me distinguished. Ij'alni, in this phrase, Allahumma ij'alni, is an imperative verb. It is employed, of course, here for supplication. We do not mean to actually order something to the Almighty Allah. We are asking Him in supplication. Allahumma ij'alni means we are presenting our request for you to ij'alni. So it means, O Allah, make me or render me. The transitive word, the transitive verb, ja'ala, is of two kinds in Arabic language. We have one ja'ala that is singly transitive, which means, or in philosophical terms, it could be called ja'lul basit. We also have the doubly transitive ja'al, which is called ja'lul murakkab, which we will discuss. Now, this singly transitive ja'al refers to the transitive verb of ja'al, which accepts only one object, only one kind of, the grammarians of the Arabic language say, maf'ulun bih. Whereas the doubly transitive ja'al requires two kinds of objects. So, in order to understand this more, in order to elaborate on this, we can refer to some examples. So, when we say Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura, we in our supplications we say Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura, O Allah, place in my heart a light. We are referring to a kind of singly transitive ja'al. We only ask Him to grant us to place in our heart a light. So, we can notice the verb ij'al here that is followed only by one object, fi qalbi nura. This word nura is the only object used in this phrase, which means a light. Now, we also have different kind of category of ja'al, which is used in this supplication. Allahumma ij'al amali khalisa. O Allah, make my action purely for your great essence. So the verb ij'al here is followed by two objects. My action, amal, and khalisa, it make them purely.
Thank you. When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, dear listeners, as we were trying to explain this part, Allahumma ja'alni indaka wajihan bil Hussein, we said that ij'al, or originally coming from the word ja'al, is of two kinds in Arabic language. One is singly transitive and the other is doubly transitive, which needs two kinds of objects, two objects to be mentioned and present in the sentence. So when we say, Allahumma ja'al amali khalisan liwajhika al-kareem, make my action pure and purely for a great essence, we have two objects. Amal, ij'al amali khalisa. And make it pure, make it purely. O Allah, make me a follower of the righteous among your preceding close servants. Allahumma ja'alni tabi'an li salihi man madha min awliya'ik. So, this is another kind of supplication. The word ij'al here is used having two kinds of objects. Ij'alni, I am one of the objects. Tabi'a is the second object. So here again, the ja'al is followed by two objects. Ya, me, attached to ij'al, which is a person in singular pronoun that refers to the speaker. And tabi'a, which means the one who follows. So ij'alni tabi'an means make me the follower. Now, in our case, Allahumma ja'alni indaka wajihan, the kind of ja'al used in this phrase is of the second category that we mentioned, which is doubly transitive ja'al, which is ja'alul murakkab. Its first object is the first person pronoun, ya, attached to ij'al, Allahumma ja'alni, ya. And its second object is wajihan, the meaning of which we shall soon discuss. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
It's night, dark and cold. I walk in the city alone in the crowd.
Islamic laws.
Every street, every store is filled with colors and smiles as before. I know clouds are hidden behind these faces. Is there anyone who has a sunny heart? I put on my headphones and play the song, which repeats in chanty whisper. I say, why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Well, in which we are going to deal with some of the questions and answers or of jurisprudential nature related to the event of Arba'in, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid.